You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Aloha, my name is Corey Achi, and this is 10 Questions in 10 Minutes with the Untaming podcast. I have 6 kids and 1 grandchild. Their ages are 23, 17, 14, 10, 8, 4. I have a grandchild who is 1 and another grandchild on the way. I live in Western Pennsylvania in the United States of America. My hometown is in Hawaii, where I was born and raised. Now I'm going to answer the 10 questions. Question number 1, what are your 5 favorite series? I chose podcasts for this one, and my 5 favorite podcasts are Medicine Stories by Amber Magnolia Hill, KPFA, The Herbal Highway, Rewild Yourself with Daniel Vitalis, Untaming Rewild the Child by Emily Lemons, and Natural MD Radio by Dr. Aviva Ram. Question 2, what were your 5 favorite series as a child? My 5 favorite television shows as a child were The Hobbit cartoon, The Flintstones, The Addams Family, Scooby-Doo, and Magnum P.I. Question 3, as a child, what did you want to be when you grow up? When I was a child, I wanted to be a marine biologist, because I loved playing in the tide pools. Question 4. Putting aside all food sensitivities, allergies, and ethical restrictions, what is your dream meal? I'm so glad you asked this question, Emily, and this is my favorite because I can think about food all day. Hawaiians love food. My dream meal would definitely be Hawaiian food. Yeah, which would consist of the following. Appetizer would be ahi poke with limu kohu and inamona. This is raw fish with fresh seaweed and smashed kukui nuts. My main staple would be poi, of course, which is smashed taro root, for those of you who don't know. It's the best food ever. The main dish would be chicken lau lau with butterfish and u'ala. This is chicken, fish, and sweet potato wrapped in taro leaves and cooked in an underground oven called an imu. To top off this dream meal, I would love kulolo, which is a dessert made from taro, coconut, and cane sugar. And to drink, it has to be fresh niu, which is coconut water from a young coconut. Question 5. There is a natural disaster. All of your family, friends, and animals are safe, but you can only take 3 personal items with you. What are they? Of all the questions, this one is the most difficult for me, but I decided I would take the following. A picture of my family, the ring my hubby gave me on our 20th wedding anniversary. It's like blue and wood, and it symbolizes our union of like earth and sea. I'm earth. It also has 6 rings to symbolize our 6 children. The pocket knife my hubby gave me while we were in college would have to be the 3rd thing, because I need something useful. Question 6. What is an aspect of rewilding you really want to improve or learn more about? I would really like to learn more about wildcrafting mushrooms. I've had a lifelong dream of wanting to learn basket weaving. Please, someone teach me. And I definitely want to learn about natural dyes. Question 7, what is one part of natural movement you're trying to improve for yourself? Well, I am trying really hard to improve the amount of time I play with my children, both indoors and outdoors. There was quite a bit of time I lost with my children. Yes, because I was so busy trying to survive, and I was unable to find the joy and the time to play with them, and you can't get that back. And this was with my older, really energetic girls. I affectionately call them hurricanes, but things are changing for you younger kids in my life. Yes, mommy's gonna play. Question 8. You've suddenly found yourself 20,000 years ago living in a small band hunter-gatherer group. Without saying why, what do you find most challenging and least challenging? Well, the most challenging would definitely be setting boundaries. Like, how do you do that? The least challenging would be defining roles. I know what role I'm going to play. Question 9. What is your favorite medium to learn through? A physical book, reading on a screen, listening to an audiobook, watching a video, or other? Well, my favorite medium to learn through would be other, because I am a kinesthetic, hands-on learner, like most other BIPOC individuals. If you haven't figured it out yet, most BIPOC people learn best hands-on. Plus, I have discovered that learning through experience works best for me, because if you can never fully understand something unless you've done it yourself. Question 10. In no more than 20 words, what do you see happening globally over the next 200 years? I hope indigenous values become popular again. For example, Hawaiian values like ahonui, patience, lokahi, unity, laulima, cooperation, and kuleana, personal responsibility. And that's it, folks. Thanks for listening. Aloha.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.